WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Now, here's a term that you hear from time to time, METAR. Sort of sounds like slang for something related to paving, doesn't it? METAR comes from a long French expression which I can't even come close to saying. It is a format for reporting weather information. METAR means Aviation Routine Weather Report and is predominantly used by pilots in fulfillment of a part of a pre-flight weather briefing and by meteorologists who use METAR information to assist in weather forecasting. METAR reports usually come from airports. Typically, these reports are generated once an hour. However, if conditions change significantly, they may be updated in special reports. Most reports are encoded by an automated surface observing system located at airports, military bases, and other sites. Some locations still use augmented observations, that is, those that are recorded by digital sensors and encoded via software, but are reviewed by certified weather observers prior to being transmitted. The METAR format was introduced in January 1st of 1968 internationally and has been modified several times. North American countries continue to use a Surface Aviation Observation, or SAO, for current weather conditions until June 1st of 1996, when this report was replaced with an approved variant of the METAR agreed upon in a 1989 Geneva Agreement. A typical METAR report contains data for the temperature, dew point, wind, precipitation, cloud cover and heights, visibility, and barometric pressure. A METAR report may also contain information on precipitation amounts, lightning, and other information that would be of interest to pilots or meteorologists. The METAR code is regulated by Federal Meteorological Handbook No. 1 and by the World Meteorological Organization's Aviation Routine Weather Reports, FM15 METAR. So when you hear the automated voice on weather radio or a television meteorologist give the temperature, it came from a coded METAR. If you have questions about weather terms, send them to question@weatherbrains.com. Now, if I could just get David Black to stop filling up the question box.